it's time to pop into the garden for fine gardening with Mornay Folhammer. Good morning, Mornay.
Yeah, good morning. Very good morning to you and good morning to the listeners. And wow, what a lovely autumn day we have outside. And I thought this morning what we're going to be chatting about is probably one part of the garden that gets neglected a little bit when it comes to advice, certainly on radio, and that is plants which we will find indoors. So indoor plant care, I think it's very important to look at it at this time of the year. As we start going into the rest of autumn and the winter months, we actually spend probably more time indoors than what we do during the spring and the summer months. So we will be spending a little bit more time with our leafy friends indoors. So let's have a look at some of the principles with regards to taking care of plants indoors and what you should and what you shouldn't be doing. The first thing is have a look very carefully when you're going out and you're purchasing plants that you want to put somewhere inside. The most important thing is light intensity, having the right plant which will sit inside and match where you want it inside. So for very dark rooms like our south-facing bathrooms, it's important to have plants which have got large leaves because they are able to photosynthesize with less light. And conversely to that, if we look at a very high light environments, rather look at plants which have slightly smaller leaves and that can also tolerate heat, especially in the summer months if you want to put it close to the north facing patio door or close to a window. Remember, we get big or high buildup of heat, and that can be detrimental to plants. So positioning of indoor plants, very important to get the right type of plant to match the environment inside the house. You must remember that there are no such thing in nature as an indoor plant. We just have plants which are well suited for the indoor environment. Remember to rotate your plants. We tend to forget that. Even in a fairly darkened room, there will always be some light which will come in from the window, and you don't want your plant to stretch and grow unevenly. So the rule of thumb is pretty much at least once a month, give your plant a quarter turn. So 90 degrees will help, and that will keep your plant nice and bushy and full and relatively straight so that it doesn't go all lopsided to the one side. We always get asked about watering of plants. How often? How much? Well, watering, part science and part art. You need to listen and look at what your plant is telling you. When the leaves start drooping, they definitely want water. There's no two ways about it. And remember that during the winter months, their water requirements will start reducing because there's less transpiration due to the heat. If we look inside, air conditioners on heat, they take all the moisture out of the environment. It's not very good for plants, so try and stay away from that, as well as heaters. Plants like warmth, but they like a warm, moist warmth, and that's quite important. So watering, try not to let plants sit with water in their drip trays. Remember, the drip trays there is to catch excess water. It's not there for them to suck it up all the time, because the last thing that we really want to do, ultimately, is we don't want to drown plants. I think the most indoor plants end up dying because of overwatering and not underwatering, because by drowning it, by definition, what we are doing is we're expelling all the air in the soil, filling it with water, and the roots simply can't breathe. Feeding, let's never forget about that. And the golden secret when it comes to indoor plants is, first of all, the correct feed, and secondly, less more often is the right way to go about it. My advice is never look at one particular plant food. Rather have one, two, or three is probably the best different types of plant food that you can alternate, because there's no one plant food, be it a liquid or a granule, that has everything that a plant needs. Watering and adding your feed to the water at least every second week is a brilliant idea to ensure that your plant simply just never runs out of steam. So that's indoor gardening for this week. Enjoy them, certainly during the winter months, and don't forget about them during the summer months. And happy gardening this weekend.
And thank you, Mornay. FMR 101.3.